Following is a one-minute introduction, which will be followed by the treatment. This is a one-minute introduction to the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, the related website, and methods of communication. The website is mbeinstitute.org. To find out about the founding of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, which was founded in 1988 by William and Helen Wright, please navigate to the menu, which is in the top left corner of every page, and select About, which is near the bottom of the menu. If you would like to contact us in a private, secure manner, please send a message which is obtained from clicking on the Contact button, which is next to the About selection at the bottom area of the menu. This is the end of the introduction. The extemporaneous prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute follows. The topic of this prayer treatment is blame versus criticism and their effects. Blame usually refers to the conduct of someone in which you had a relationship in the activity. Criticism, on the other hand, is a general assessment of someone in which you probably were not involved. You are just assessing their character. And you're not assessing it as you would want your character to be assessed. In other words, you're not loving your neighbor as yourself. The effect of the blame is that you're trying to shift it to someone else, and you are refusing to accept responsibility yourself. You're claiming to be innocent and pointing the finger that someone else is guilty. The only time Jesus pointed the finger was when it was pointed to evil, not the person. He went to great lengths to convey his messages via parables without giving a name to individuals. Fluno gives us a good statement about criticism. Being one of Mary Baker Eddy's early lecturers that traveled throughout the U.S., and that was one of his primary topics, because she felt it was so important to emphasize it to the world. And he makes it very clear that criticism leads to all evil, and it prevents progress and particularly healing. It could be affiliated with a relationship or an event, but generally speaking, criticism is just you assessing someone's character or anything about their activities, even the way they walk, or even the clothes they wear, or how they wear them. It's simply any single thing that amplifies one's focus on personality. Maybe the best way to define either one is to define the opposite. And it can be defined in one word. And that is the seventh synonymous term for God, which is love. Jesus kept out of the personality battle, because a personality battle is a battle between two supposed mortal minds. Is one going to point the finger if they have their thought in the atmosphere of spirit, is one going to point the finger if they have their thought on the golden rule? If they have their thought on one God only? If they have their thought on God being the only possessor, and we can individually reflect it if we act like it, if we think like it, and if we do activities that reflect the goodness of God. There are three quotes at the beginning of Science and Health. Number one states, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Those are words of Jesus published by John in the Gospel of John. The second one is from Shakespeare. "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." What kind of thinking are we entertaining when we are finding fault, when we are blaming, or when we are criticizing? It certainly is not the right kind of thought. Even though they are different in their approach, they are both on the side of evil, which means the result is not going to be spiritual progress and certainly not spiritual healing. So we have to decide what we're looking for as our future. Are we looking to progress, or are we looking to go backwards? Because if we conduct blame and criticism as part of our actions, we cannot stay stationary, because a choice has been made which will bring automatic regression. It is not a matter of slowing down the growth, and it is not a matter of freezing the growth. It is knocking down whatever has been built up. One can build for years, and the wrong kind of a decision with the correct intensity to bring about the result can wipe out the entire building that had taken place. The entire structure can be neutralized, which means eradicated. A treatment that discusses the topics that have been related herein is an excellent topic to include in an hourly treatment, as indicated in other prayer treatments. Mary Baker Eddy stopped whatever she was doing every hour to make sure she was only thinking good about everyone and everything. This topic would be a perfect content topic for the purpose of that kind of prayer treatment. We must be repetitive to overcome the repetitive characteristics of evil, for they are announcing evil continuously, and we must neutralize that and build the positive. And this all is in consciousness, for consciousness is the root of our activities, the motive of every thought, speech, and action comes forth from consciousness. Since consciousness is the characteristic of truth, I shall now recite the Diapason of Heaven from Mary Baker Eddy. for truth. This is the Diet Basin of Heaven for Truth, as she gave it to her class in the Metaphysical College of 1898. Truth is a sacred name for God. We must divest it of all materiality. Declare often, truth is my God, and my God is truth. Good is my truth, and my truth is good. Truth is enthroned in my consciousness. Error and materiality are not enthroned. This is the Word of God. Amen. This treatment was from the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. It is 250608 at 1336. The end.